Welcome to the Diamond on the River Complex here in Canton, North Carolina, where this is the home of your Pisgah Bears, as we are set for a good one tonight, a Mountain 8 conference matchup between Pisgah and the Franklin Panthers. Always a good night when Franklin comes into town. We've had some great rivalry games here on this field here on the river over the years, and I am excited to be here tonight. I'm Mike Lovelace, got beside me my good buddy Kevin Lowry, and we are all set to bring you some action tonight from the softball field here in Canton. Kevin, I was just saying we always had some good games here on this field against Franklin, and tonight should prove to be no different.
Yeah, this Franklin rivalry is always one that is very fun to play in, very fun for the fans, and it's always a thriller when we play Franklin here.
Yeah, it's a you know, I would say this, Franklin has become a rival of ours, right beside the yellow and black school, but they're a big rival of ours, and but tonight has more than just a rivalry game. It's got conference implications as we play tonight. As I look at the conference standings, Franklin is at 4-1, Pisgah at 4-1. What else needs to be said other than that?
Yeah, right now we've got three teams at one loss, so this is a huge, huge game for us.
It is. So we're about to have our national anthem. We're going to send it back to Jack Cuett in the studio. You're listening to WPTL Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to Ken. We're getting ready for some softball. As we were talking about, Kevin, before we had a few words from our sponsors, this is a good game matchup-wise as far as conference standings. Franklin 4-1, Pisgah 4-1. Then you got Tuscola out there at 5-2. The winner tonight has a good grip on first place, don't you think?
Yeah, I completely agree, because Franklin West have not played each other. We still have Tuscola two games in a couple of weeks. So whoever comes out of here with a win tonight and Friday night, we play them again there.
Yeah.
Friday night, so a little different than how we normally have this. We'll have a good grip on first place here.
So we're about to get our first part of the game, but real quick, we got our Scott Forg contracting keys of the game. Kevin, what's your key to the game?
Mine is to eliminate as many errors as possible. I think they're going to come out and hit the ball fairly well. We just can't give them extra runs here tonight.
I agree. I think we have to have our offense on full power tonight. And as always, as you play Franklin, you need to generate some offense. So looking for those two keys earlier, and we're ready to go here. First pitch, it's grounded to first. Good play. And we got one quick out, Kevin.
That was a good play by Jaden Smith over there. Just an awesome job. Her getting that ball on the ground in the gap. She laid out for that thing, gloved it. Luckily, she's a left-hander, so yeah. That glove was on the right side. Come over and touch the bag for a first out here early.
Yeah, I'd love to get a quick first out, especially in the first inning. So ready to go here. Pitch. Good pitch right down the middle. Strike one.
This we've got Kendall Romans up at the plate. She is a very good player from Franklin. She's committed D1, I believe, to App State. See that logo on her helmet.
Yep.
That is ripped into left center.
And that is a base hit for the Panthers. And she was all over that fastball, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. She's a player. She could play anywhere on the field. Used to pitch her freshman and sophomore year. Now she's moved to center field, and she's hitting at a high clip, Mike.
And that's why that first out's so key. So we got one on, one out.
And this is Chloe Lambert. She is a freshman at Franklin. They've got a lot of freshman sophomores on this team this year.
Of course, pitching for the Bears now will be Lily Inman, and she has had a good season so far. 3.42 ERA here early in this season. She is ready with her next pitch, and it's a drive to third, fielded, second, out, first, double play.
That is huge.
And that was a beautiful double play for the Bears. That's going to end the top of the first. Wow.
Yeah, and Chloe Henson making a great play over there at third, relaying that to Allie Smith, who relayed it over to first to Jaden Smith to get a double play. That is how you want to start it.
Man,
if you're
I tell you, that was beautiful. I love to see a well-executed double play. And, you know, so easy for Henson at third just to throw it first and get the sure out. But I love the courage to try to make that double play. Turned beautifully, like you said, by Smith at second. And that is quickly erases that base hit, gets him out of the inning. And now we just need to do our part, put some runs on the board here in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, folks, in First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal and small business account with First Citizens today at several locations, including Canton, Waynesville, Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small business for over 120 years, Mike.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's what we were talking the other day. That's the great thing about this community. You find all kind of businesses that have been opened here 100, 105, 120 years. That's just says something about this community.
Yeah. I was at an estate sale, and I got a paper from the 1940s, and I was reading the ads in it, and Wells Funeral Home, Smithers Market, First Citizens. I think it was called First. I'm not sure it was First Citizen, but if they are not First Citizen Day. So, yeah, so many of these businesses have been in our community for so long, and certainly we've appreciated their sponsorship over the years to Pisgah Athletics.
Yes, so, Mike, we're going to have Jaden Smith lead it off for Pisgah here in the bottom of the first.
So Smith in that left-handed batter's box, digging in.
Nice to have her back. This is her third game back after being out for three or four games with that left ankle injury.
Ball inside. She has to jump out of the way to avoid the ball hitting her in the knee, but that's going to be ball one.
The pitcher is sophomore Susanna Cabe from Franklin.
So Cabe's pitch, and there's a drive down the right field. That is going to be a fair ball. It's going to get to the fence. Smith around first. She is going to have a stand-up double. Great way to start the bottom of the first inning here. Had some trouble turning on that ball.
Yeah, what a rip.
So give Jaden Smith a stand-up double.
Now batting, Alexis Marcos.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, I was reading the stats before I come down here, and Alexis is off to a hot start this year.
She is. You know, Alexis can do several things with the bat. You know, she can hit with power. She can slap. She can bunt. And since we see her turn to bunt there and have to get out of the way, almost hit her in the head.
Yeah.
But she can do a lot of things. She's a girl that's going to hit for average, and then when she gets on base, boy, is she fast, Mike.
She has got 13 hits on the season, scored 15 runs, got 6 stolen bases, hit a home run. She has done it all. And she just tries a slap and swings through it. One ball, one strike.
And not to talk about her power, because I have seen her go off the fence, but that home run was an in-the-park home run. So a non-traditional type of home run there.
Absolutely. That's what speed will do, and it's indicated by those six stolen bases she has so far this year. Two balls, one strike. Jaden Smith on second. Love to get an early lead here in the first inning. Cabe, her pitch on the way, and that ball is going to be high. Three balls, one strike.
That's the other thing Alexis brings to the table. She's very disciplined. She doesn't swing at a lot of things out of the strike zone. Enables her to hit with such a high average, and her on-base percentage is pretty high.
Yeah. 3-1 pitch on the way, and that is going to be a strike called. That was the upper part of the strike zone. So we got a full count.
That's one I wouldn't have chased if I was her, for sure. She had a hard time keeping her hands on top of that one.
And payoff pitch on the way, and there's a drive, center field.
Get over her head.
Center field was burnt all the way to the fence. Jaden is going to come around third. And there's going to be no play at the plate. Stand-up triple. And Bears do take that 1-0 lead here in the first inning.
Well, I did not know if Jaden was going to get home or not, Mike. That's that ball got off the fence, but she had to hold up. And Roman's out there in center field's got a big arm.
Yeah. But she does make it home, and that gives the Bears 1-0 lead. That's going to bring up Addie Faust. Pitch on the way, and that ball's low.
And she's another one that's off to a hot start. She has hit the ball solid all year long, Mike.
Several ways we can get this runner in from third. Ground ball would do it. Infield is playing back. And that is a foul ball over mine and Kevin's head, out of play. One ball, one strike.
And that's the thing about Addie as well. She's got a lot of power, Mike, mm-hmm. but she also can go backside, and there she's looking for that right center. Just fouled it off, didn't get it all, but she has the ability to hit with power to right center as well. She can spray it all over the place.
Yeah. One ball, one strike. Pitch on the way. And there's a drive, center field. Center fielder goes back, is going to make the catch, but that is going to be an RBI sacrifice fly for Addie Faust, and that's going to give Pisgah a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, we'll take that all day long. I wish it had gone a little further and gone out of here, but we got that big second run in there.
Yeah, we had a good little breeze blowing out a minute ago, and it's just dead still right now. I'd love to have seen that ball hit a few minutes ago. 2-0. Bears lead. Pitch is a called strike.
And this, we have Lily Emmon at the plate, Mike. Our pitcher, she's a sophomore. Hits well, hits with a lot of power as well.
So an 0-1 count on Lily. Cabe's pitch on the way. And there is a ball hit a mile in the air, and it's going to come down foul and hit the Franklin bleachers. So quickly, Lily's in a 0-2 hole.
She hit one the other night. Went foul down the third baseline. Barely went foul, but I think it landed in the river, Mike.
Wow. I was looking at her stats. She's got 2 home runs this year.
Yeah, she leads us with home runs.
That's impressive for a sophomore. Pitch on the way, and she checks her swing. It's outside. One ball, two strikes.
Looks like we got Maddie Potter on deck. She is a freshman designated player.
So 1-2 pitch, and it is popped up down the third baseline. Shortstop's coming over, and she will make the catch for out number 2. It's an absolutely beautiful day here at the ballpark. Blue sky with a few white clouds floating around. 74 degrees at first pitch, and just a perfect evening for softball here on the river.
And a perfect start for our Bears.
Absolutely. 2-0 lead. Pitch, and that is going to be a called strike.
Big moment here for the freshman coming up. She's a JV player that has been pulled up. She handles the bat really well, Mike.
Next pitch is hit straight up in the air, and there's K Catcher could have had a play on that, Kevin. It come down in the field to play, but she couldn't locate the ball. So kind of a swing on the house here for the Bears.
Yeah, she never got that mask off and couldn't locate the ball. See if we can take advantage of this.
No balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the first. Bears lead 2-0. Cabe's pitch on the way and fouled out of play into the parking lot. And I'm always amazed how very seldom does a car ever get hit in the parking lot. I don't know how it is. The parking lot's full of cars, and the balls just never seem to hit one of them.
Well, I have to admit, I got here a little early, Mike, and I parked away from where we could get hit.
There's a rip down third base. That is going to be fair, and that is going to be a single, a two-out single for the freshman.
For the freshman, Maddie Potter.
Maddie Potter. Kind of see why she might have got pulled up from the JV team. That was a great swing.
Yeah, she handles the ball well. Now, she's very aggressive on the bases.
Yeah.
So we got to be careful here with her there. She's not used to them throwing down behind her a great deal.
Yeah.
But when she does, she's got hung up a couple times, but she got out of it both times. So she's very active. Like that.
Yep.
scares me to death.
So we got that's Allie Smith at the plate. So love to see some two-out damage here by the Bears. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2. Allie with 10 hits on the year. Good start to her season. 0-2 Kemp. Cave's pitch, outside.
And she's the young lady that turned that double play on the infield, Mike.
Yeah, big play in this game so far. Get that double play, get the Bears out of that top half of the inning. Cave getting her pitch. And on the way and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Allie's worked it even. Potter remains on first.
Looks like we got Kylie Henson on deck over there.
So 2-2 pitch. And fouled back towards us. We get to do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the first. 2-0 Bears lead.
Now, Potter's got some pretty good speed. She's a catcher, Mike. So she'll probably take over that catcher's role for the Bears after Addie Faust graduates and moves on to Erskine this year.
Yep. Cabe's pitch. Fouled back out of play. Good battle here between Allie Smith and Cabe.
Yeah, Allie got down 0-2 in this count early, and she's been able to battle back, and it's turned into a really good at-bat here for her.
Yeah, and that wind is blowing straight out now, Kevin. Got a good little breeze.
Well, I bet Addie Faust wished that wind was here about 4 minutes ago.
There is a shot opposite way, but the second baseman makes the play, makes the out, and that's going to end your first inning with a score. Pisgah 2, Franklin 0. We'll come back for the second inning of this Mountain 8 Conference matchup. You're listening to WPTL Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
We've all seen that moment in movie credits that says no animals were harmed in the making of this film. As a film director, I rely on the 8 decades of experience American Humane brings to safeguarding animals on set. They consult on scripts, advise on locations, training, veterinary care, and so much more. As a director, nothing is more important than making sure everyone is safe, and that includes the animals on set as well. And thanks to the passionate people of American Humane, we can.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Play ball. Welcome back to Canton, where the Bears lead 2-0 here. We're going to start the top of the second inning.
Here we've got Ashlyn McConnell here up for Franklin.
First pitch is just a little outside, ball one.
She is their shortstop. And she is a freshman. Well, this is Alyssa Autry, I'm sorry.
Next pitch a little high, two balls, no strikes.
No, I was right. McConnell's a senior. Sorry about that. One thing Lily's been able to do, she's been able to work back into counts after getting down just like that. So she's had the ability to have good control, not give them anything up early, but really battle back and cut down on any walks, potential walks, by battling through the count. So I've been impressed with the sophomore this year.
It's foul tip, one strike. Oh, draws by back off Lily's glove, off Alexis's glove, and makes its way into center field. Real bad luck there. Had two opportunities to make the play. And that is going to put a runner on first for the Panthers.
Yeah, I thought it was a shot back to Lily, and then it just got by Alexis. I think she had to redirect a little bit, but unfortunate there. We certainly could have made a play there.
So I think if I was scoring, I would probably give her a hit on that play. So you may be a little tougher scorer than I am.
Well, I was going to wait until I heard you mention, so I'm going to give her a hit. And this is Alyssa Autry up here, which is their left fielder. She's a freshman.
First pitch is a ball. Next pitch is a drive down right field. And catch is made. She slips after the catch, but gets it back in. No advance by the runner on first.
It's a good play by Caden out there. Went to get it in quick with that runner on first, and the feet just came out from underneath her. Well, glad she held on to the ball, Mike.
Good job of holding on to the ball, holding the runner at first. We got one out. And Pendergrass, Michaela Pendergrass is up for the Panthers.
Pendergrass is a left-fielded senior.
Pitch is a little bit outside.
And Addie Faust will throw down behind this runner.
Yeah, I thought she was going that time, but held up.
Got a really good arm. Addie has done a great job this year of bringing Lily along as the year's gone on.
I tell you, when you have a young pitcher like Lily, and I say young, sophomore, it's just awesome to have a senior behind the plate.
It is. And I've seen a lot of growth in Addie this year as well. Yeah, she's a fiery player as well, and she knows she has to handle Lily a little different than maybe she did Sadie last year.
Yeah, pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Two balls, one strike, one out. Runner on first for the Panthers. And got a foul tip. That's going to even it up at two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, that's the second time she got down 2-0 in the count and worked her way back to 2-2 both times.
Yep.
Hopefully she can continue that. I'd like to see her be a little more aggressive up front. But it's working for her, so.
2-2 pitch on the way. And swing and a miss for a strikeout, and that ball was in the dirt. But she got the Panther player to swing at it, and that is going to be out number two.
Yeah, a little change up. I don't think she wanted it in the dirt, but it was a good pitch, and she swung at that thing and got her first K of the day.
And good play by Addie Faust to stop the ball, hold the runner again on first base. So we got two outs now.
This is Malia Mason.
And the pitch was just a fraction outside.
She was a basketball player for this Franklin team.
Mm-hmm. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. And a ball hit over shortstop's head, but no problem for the Bears as they make the catch and end the inning. Runner left on first for the Panthers, and your score remains Pisgah 2 and Franklin 0. So, Ken, ideal start for Coach Morgan and her Lady Bears.
Yeah, and right there, I love that Chandler Lowry out in center field really took control of that in left center, broke on it, and did not hesitate.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's a senior, but, you know, she's She's new to this game.
Well, she may be new to it, but she didn't look it on that play. I'll tell you, that was one when it was hit. I thought it was going to get over the shortstop's head and fall in front of Chandler, but I forget how quick Chandler is. She got there no problem, made the out. And, you know, first inning and a half has went pretty much Pisgah's way, 2-0 lead.
Oh, yeah. And, folks, ball games meet the springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal and business insurance needs. And, folks, Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Vestas Uniform Service, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL Radio, and Custom Paving.
Yeah, and speaking of custom paving, those base hits we got in the first inning were custom paving base hits. We appreciate their sponsorship.
Yeah, we got three custom paving base hits. One off the fence there.
But I'm ready for a custom paving home run.
You and I both. That would be sweet tonight. So Kylie Henson is our third baseman. She is a junior.
So Kylie steps into that right-handed box. Pitch on the way, and it is going to clip the outside corner for strike one. Pisgah in their black uniforms tonight with the red trim and the red socks. Franklin's in their gray pants, red tops.
We opened this inning with 7-8-9 in the lineup, Mike.
Yep. Pitch fouled back, 0-2.
Which I will say, you know, that the bottom half, that's one of the nice things about Pisgah this year, is the bottom half of our lineup has really contributed well so far this season. Hopefully they continue that tonight.
She's going to have to work, 0-2 hole for Henson. Swing, and she swung through that outside pitch, and that'll be a strikeout for Cade.
Well, maybe I just jinxed us on that one, but that's the first K of the night for Kate.
Yep.
And this is Marin Edmonds coming up in the 8-hole, number 13. She's our left fielder.
Cabe's pitch on the way, and it's going to be outside, ball one. The interesting thing when I was looking at the stat line on Edmonds, two triples this year.
Yeah, it's she handles the bat well for a sophomore as well.
And that pitch is right at the knees for strike one. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the second. Bears with a 2-0 lead. And that pitch is going to be just a hair inside. Good eye by Edmonds. Two balls and a strike. Cave looking at her wristband to get the pitch call from the coach. Pitch on the way, and it's high, but Edmonds couldn't hold back. I know that looked like a big tater floating through the air, but she swung under it for strike number two. 2-2 count.
Yeah, that ball just kept rising out of the strike zone. And
those look so good, though, to a batter's eye. Pitch on the way, and swing and a miss, and that is going to be the second strikeout for Cave. And again, that breeze continues to blow, swirling a little bit, but mainly blowing out. And this is a girl we're familiar with, Chandler Lowry. Pitch and swing. Yes, strike one. I'm waiting to get a Chandler. If she can get one in the gap, I just want to see how far she can go.
I just like to see him lay one down, see if she can use her speed to get down the line.
0-1 pitch. Outside, good eye, one ball, one strike.
She's really handled the bat well this year, thus far this year in her time at the plate.
And wearing that very familiar number 11, we saw that in basketball. And congratulations to her on being the Player of the Year for the Mountain 8 Conference, and I believe that is consecutive Player of the Year.
Yeah, she was a two-time Player of the Year in the conference, two-time First team district, all district. And this year she was first team all Western North Carolina. So she had a heck of a year in basketball.
Yeah, and a great career in basketball. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs in the second inning. Piskun with a 2-0 lead. A lot of twos on the scoreboard. Chandler digs into that right-handed box. And pitch on the way. And swing and a miss. And Cave strikes out the side here in the bottom of the second. But Piskun still with a 2-0 lead as we head to the third. You're listening to Piskun Softball on WPTL Radio.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
You're listening to Piskun Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Welcome back to Canton. We're here on the Diamond on the River softball complex here just below Piskun High School, where our Lady Bears are leading 2-0 here as we head into the top of the third inning on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Good crowd starting to filter in. I know 5 o'clock starts a little hard for a lot of people who work, but the crowd's starting to fill the empty seats here.
Yeah, and this is Alyssa Ezekiel leading off the 8-hole hitter for Franklin.
Swing and a miss, strike one. If you're just getting home from work, got plenty of time to come down to the ballpark and check out our Bears, and or you can go over to the baseball field. Our JVs are playing over on the baseball field with varsity to follow after that. So we got a lot of ball here in Canton tonight. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Inman digs back in, and the pitch, and great try. She tried to throw it about 3 or 4 inches off the plate. Didn't get the swing, but that makes it 1-2.
Wind's picking up again a little bit here.
1-2 pitch. Foul tip.
Straight out.
Yeah, straight out right now. If you could get something elevated towards center field, it would have a chance.
Little shout out to Joey Sorrells, who usually sits in with us. Making me a little jealous, sending me pictures of the lake today.
There's a drive to second base. Fielded by Smith. Throw to first. Runner out. One down. Here to top of the third. Yeah, he's sending us lake pictures right now. Thanks a lot, Joey. Of course, the second best place to be would be at the ballpark.
Now, I'd have to say the second base best place to be would be at the lake right now. The best place would be here at the ballpark.
That's true. That's true. Especially when you're leading 2-0. Foul tip. It's going to be Layla Malloy. No balls, one strike, one out.
Not wishing that he falls in the lake or anything today for that.
No. There's a drive to second. Fielded by Smith. Shovel pass to first. That's going to be out number two.
Good job by Allie coming up and playing that. That was a slow ground ball, Mike. Kind of in the gap there between first and second. Jaden couldn't come off. And Allie did a good job coming and getting that.
Yeah. So that was Smith to Smith. But no relation as far as I know.
No relation. One's from Clyde, one's from Bethel.
Pitch, foul tip. 0-1 count.
They don't claim each other in Bethel. Clyde, do they?
No. That's going to bring Cave up to the plate. 0-1 count. And good eye by Cave. Pitch just a hair low. One ball, one strike.
And she grounded out to third or first last time. That was the one that was a hard ground ball that Jaden reached over and got in the hole.
Next pitch, and that's a drive up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit to center field. Chandler gets it in quickly, holds the runner to a single with two outs. So Rendell, how do you say her last name? Is it Rumens? Rendell, Kendall Rumens?
Yep, Kendall Rumens.
She's probably, I guess, the best hitter for the Franklin Panthers.
Absolutely. She is a really good player all the way around.
Pitch outside.
This is where we need to be very careful with her, Mike.
Yep. Yeah, with two outs, we can almost pitch around her right now. She's got 24 RBIs and 22 hits on the season, scored 27 runs. She is definitely their top hitter early in this season.
Yeah, she is. She's going D1 for a reason.
Yeah.
She is that good of a player.
Yeah. And I think that was a good move right there. Addie Faust goes out and talks to her pitcher. Pitch on the way. And, wow, that was a great pitch. Didn't get the call, but it right there on the corner, maybe just off the corner.
Yeah, it's low, makes it tough for her to lift and away. She did not get the call on that. I'd live there all day.
Yep. Two ball pitch is in the dirt. That's going to make it a 3-0 count. Runner does advance to second base, and that just made, to me, maybe not Coach Morgan, that made an easy decision what I would do.
Yeah, I think
here.
Now you just send her on down to first, and we'll take our chances with the next batter here, Chloe Lambert.
So let's see what Lily has, and she threw her a very good pitch. I think it almost surprised Rumens that she got a pitch that good, and it froze her, and that's going to be 3-1. Next pitch is about what we expected, high and away, and that is going to send the runner down to first on a walk. But again, two outs in the inning, I think that was a smart play.
Yeah, you don't let their best player tie this game up.
Yeah.
Make them earn it somewhere else. This young lady hit down the third base side last time for the double play, Mike.
Pitch in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. This is the batter you want to get. Ready to go. Lily's pitch on the way, and that's a nice pitch for a called strike. One ball, one strike.
Big moment here for Lily and our Bears, Mike.
We
get this out and get out of this inning. Avoiding the top half of this lineup would be awesome.
Next pitch, and it's a ground ball to Smith. High hop, fielded well, and throws out the runner at first, and that's going to end the inning. And two runners stranded. No runners score for the Panthers, and Pisgah holds on to that 2-0 lead. And I tell you, great, great play there by Smith. Good pitching by Lily. And, you kind of split up the heart of their order right there. So that was good all the way around for the Bears. Now just need to come in and get a few more add-on runs.
Yeah, we're coming back to the top now. So we worked around the top half of theirs the second time around with no damage. And we're coming up to our leadoff, so maybe we can get a few more runs here, Mark.
Yeah.
And folks, Papertown Roots Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surtt on WPTL Radio 101.7 FM and 920 AM. And WPTLRadio.net from 7 to 10 each Monday and Wednesday. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim on Papertown Roots Radio Live on Facebook.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows, Tim Surtt and Papertown Roots Radio. Tim does a good job with that.
Yeah, he does an excellent job with that show. Lots of big following there.
Yep. So we're wanting to see some custom paving hits this inning. As you mentioned, Kevin, back to the top of the lineup, Jaden Smith, one of our seniors.
Well, so far, Mike, we've done a little bit of everything, what you said and I said. You know, we've played great in the field so far, and really in that first inning, we hit the ball well.
We did. Cabe's ready, first pitch on the way, and that's low and outside, ball one.
Jaden doubled last time down the right field line.
A great start to this game. Next pitch, high, ball two.
Looks like Miss Cabe's decided to be pretty careful so far in this at-bat with Jaden Smith.
Yep.
Looks like the left fielder's playing an awful in.
Yep. Next pitch, high again. Three balls, no strike. Walk would work just fine here.
Yeah, we will take runners. We'll take a walk. Base hit, anything to get runners on the bases right here.
Cabe's pitch. And that is a ball that gets by the catcher to the backstop. And Jaden's going to sprint down the first base with a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the third inning.
Alexis went off the fence, not straightaway center, but kind of right center. For a triple last time, Mike.
Yeah, I'd love to see something similar here. She digs into that left-handed batter's box. Cabe is getting her pitch number from the coach, and it's on the way. And drive is going to get in the hole between first and second, and runners are going to play it safe as a good throw comes into third from the right fielder. But that is going to be first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, and Addie Faust and Lily Emmons. We got the three-hole hitter and the four-hole hitter coming up. Good situation. Now we're able to look to possibly put on these extra runs here with these base runners, Mike.
First pitch, drive over second base. It's going to get down. Runner comes around third. She's sprinting home. Cut off by the pitcher. And runner scores for the Bears. First and third. Nobody out. 3-0 Bears lead. She didn't do too much, just put the ball, good solid hit, put it over the second baseman's head. And that is enough to score the run, get her a RBI single. And Addie will get a pinch runner for her.
And that's Chloe Dianza.
So the inning setting up really well for the Bears.
Chloe's got some good speed over here, Mike. I'd like to see her go here early in this count.
And that ball is fouled a mile in the air, and it is just barely going to get over the fence, out of play. The ball's in a strike. Yeah, Kevin, I wouldn't be surprised to see her take off here early in the count.
Yeah, I was hoping to take one there, get her to second early, and then give Lily a chance for two RBIs. She's got a motor.
Here we go, Cabe's pitch. And high and outside, she does go. They throw to the pitcher. Cut off, and that is going to allow the runner to get to second. So now we got two runners in scoring position.
A lot of respect for the speed over there by Alexis Marcos sitting over there on third.
Yeah.
Not to even try to throw down.
Pitch on the way. Fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes. Just want contact here. Any kind of contact could be good. Get the runner in.
Yeah, I'd say you find grass here. You get two. You put it into play anywhere in the infield, and we're going to score another run here, Mike.
1-2 pitch on the way, and it is a ground ball to third. They're going to come home. Throws high, runner's safe. Now they throw down to third, and runner slides in safe at third, and... Runner goes all the way around to second, so we still have second and third, nobody out. And that's 4-0.
Yeah, so probably not the best decision I believe it was their third baseman that made that play, or was it the shortstop?
I think it was third baseman, and a good throw would have been close, but the throw come in high, and runner was able to easily slide under the tag. And then she tried to throw it back to third to get that runner advancing, and the throw was a little off the mark there.
Yeah, with an average runner at third, I think that's the smart play.
Yeah.
I think with Alex's speed, you kind of got to give that one up and go take the out, which I'm glad they did not.
Yep.
This is Maddie Potter back up to the plate.
Potter's first pitch is a called strike. But I like the aggressiveness by Coach Morgan there. You know, you could have played it safe, but I like the going on contact. Potter digging in. Cave's pitch on the way. And she wanted it, but she held back. Good thing she did. It was a little outside. One ball, one strike. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Bears have added two this inning, 4-0 lead.
Yeah, a big moment here for the freshman here, Maddie Potter, with runners on scoring position on third and second.
Next pitch. It's a flare, and second baseman is going to make the catch. Runners do not advance. That'll be the first out of the inning.
So now we're going to have Allie Smith up with a chance to bring in another run here.
Yeah, I love to see these two runs score from second and third. Smith at the plate. Cabe's pitch is high, ball one.
Yeah, in addition to getting some of these runs in, I'd like to be able to work through the bottom half of this order to get the top half back up next inning.
Cabe's pitch. And it hits Allie, and that is going to be a hit by pitch, and she will advance to first. So that's going to load the bases up, Kev.
So that's going to bring up Kylie Henson, our third baseman. And I tell you, Kylie's got a little pop. I know she didn't show it in that last at bat, Mike, but she's got a little pop. She can drive one out here to left center.
Absolutely. Kylie's a junior. And it looks like Franklin's coach wants to have a word with his pitcher. That's Bobby Bishop. And likewise, Coach Morgan will get to talk to her players. Big point in this game, Ken. We're up 4-0. Bases loaded with one out. We could almost blow this thing open right here. Of course, I think we've learned from other games, you can't have a big enough lead, especially.
We need all the runs we can get here, especially against a team like Franklin that handles the bat pretty well. We've had a couple of games against some teams that could hit it, AC Reynolds and West, that got away from us in an inning or two. When they get hot, it gets contagious.
Yep.
So we just need to continue to get the runs we can. And play good defensively, and I think we'll be okay.
So Kylie digs back into that right-handed box. Cabe's ready, pitch, and there is a pop-up down the third baseline, and she is going to just have enough room to make the catch right in front of the Pisgah dugout. So that is a second out of the inning, so we need a two-out hit here if we're going to do any more damage with the bases loaded.
Yeah, that was a good play by Layla Malloy over there at third. I think she had her back on the fence over there while she was making that catch.
Yeah, right at our dugout. I'm sure our ladies were trying to help her all they could. Pitch to Edmonds is a swing and a miss. So no balls, one strike. Again, base hit would be huge here with two outs in the third. Next pitch. Is a pop-up down the third baseline, and this one is going to get just across the fence into the Bears' dugout. So a big hole now for Edmonds, 0-2 with two outs, bottom of the third, 4-0 lead. Bases are loaded, so any contact here would be good. Maybe we can steal a run here with two outs. Pitch on the way. outside. One ball, two strikes. Good eye. Cabe's ready. And the pitch. And it's a drive down the right field, and it is going to be caught by the Panthers, and that is unfortunately going to end the inning. We leave three stranded, but we do pick up two runs in the bottom of the third. 4-0, Bears lead. You're listening to Pisgah Softball on WPTL Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
Play ball. Welcome back to Canton as we head to the fourth inning. Good inning for the Bears there in the third. Kevin got two add-on runs, lead 4-0. I tell you, those extra runs you can pick up when you already have the lead, so helpful to get those wins. It's the add-on runs that really add up that help you to keep Coach Morgan from having heart attacks over there in the dugout.
Yeah, and it just builds confidence amongst the team. You know, it's if we continue to put runs on the board, hopefully we can come out here and make quick work of Franklin this inning as well. Got the four-hole hitter here, so their power hitter up. Barry talked about Rummins is really their best hitter.
Yeah.
But this young lady, Ashlyn McConnell, is a senior shortstop. She's been around a while.
One ball, one strike to McConnell. Next pitch. Foul back out of play in the parking lot. One ball, two strikes.
And I can't make out on her helmet, but I think that may be North Georgia that she may be going to play at.
Okay, so she's going to continue her softball career. 1-2 pitch from Lily. That's a drive up the middle, and it's going to fall for a base hit. Chandler quickly gets the ball in, holds her to a single. But a line drive shot straight up the middle. We'll get the leadoff batter on for the Panthers.
And one thing I've noticed about her, everything she hits is right back up the middle.
Yeah.
This is Alyssa Altry. She flew out to left field last time.
Louis pitch on the way, and swing and a miss for strike one.
That was a really good pitch by Lily there.
Yeah.
Alyssa Altry is a freshman.
But does Franklin have a JV team, Coach?
They do not. They've got about 18 young ladies on this varsity team. Several freshmen and sophomores playing, but they do not have a JV team, which is unusual for them.
Yeah, it is. So the next pitch was in the dirt, but a check swing. I thought she might have went. Appeal went out to the outfield umpire. He says she held it up, so one ball, one strike. Next pitch, ground ball to Lily. She turns to second, and good play, get the lead runner for out number one. Close play, but they got her at second. So one out here in the top of the fourth inning with runner on first. Lou Smith done a great job of pitching with runners on base so far in this game. Next pitch is a called strike, so no balls and a strike.
In the last at bat, Lilly got the Pendergrass on a strikeout. Maybe we can repeat that.
Yeah. And ball is high, goes off the glove of Faust, and runner advances to second. One ball and one strike.
That's not what we wanted to see, getting a runner in scoring position. But
yeah,
focus on this batter and see if we can get the second out here.
Pitch, ground ball to second. Smith with the play, flips it to Smith. And that is going to be out number two. Runner does advance to third base on the ground ball, but they're, like I said, two out, so we've got a chance to get out of this one again, Kevin.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get this out. We've got McKinley Mason coming up. She flew out to center field. I think this was the one kind of in left center that Chandler had to get a jump on last time.
Yeah. And a ball goes to left field, and it's over the head, off the fence. Run scores for Franklin. Throw goes into second. Runner with a stand-up RBI double, and that puts the Panthers on the scoreboard 4-1.
And unfortunately, Marin saw that. She broke in, and that ball carried to the fence. So she had to turn and get out, and that allowed the base runner to get to second here and stay in scoring position.
Yeah, when she hit the ball, I didn't dream it could get to the fence, but it hit about halfway up the fence.
Yeah, it carried. That wind must have been blowing pretty good behind it.
Yeah.
You can see it out there right now moving a little bit.
Yeah, it's moving a little bit towards left now.
Yep.
First pitch is a ball. So need to get this batter right here and get out of the inning with only the one run.
This ball was hit towards second last time. Ground ball that was played by Alyssa.
Pitches. Pitches high. Two balls, no strikes. Lily's ready. Pitch on the way. And ground ball again to second. And Smith, with the, it kind of bounced up and got her in the chest. She still was able to throw it to first, but the runner beat it by a step. And that's going to be first and third with two outs. So I had a chance to get out of the inning, and a tough hop for Smith, Allie Smith. Couldn't quite get the runner, so Franklin's going to have another opportunity here to get an RBI.
Just need to make one play here. Layla went towards second base last time, and the first pitch she takes it foul down the right field line.
So no balls and a strike. Yet another big moment in the game. Don't want Franklin to get any momentum here. They've scored the one run, but they got a runner on first and a runner on third with two outs. 0-1 count. And the pitch. And looked good, but the ump says it was a touch high. One ball, one strike.
And Lily didn't like that. She thought that was a strike. I think I thought it was, but she just got to buckle down here and work pitch by pitch.
This pitch is a little bit low. Two balls and a strike.
That's what you have to be careful of on the mound is, you know, these umpires definitely see the reaction. So the young ladies.
And again, wow. That ball was a touch on the lower end of the strike zone. We got the call.
I think Malloy this time is smiling because I think she got away with one last time, and that one I think he gave it back.
So two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on for the Panthers. And the pitch.
Big pitch here.
Swing and a miss, strike three. And the Bears get out of the inning with only the one run. We'll take that. 4-1 your score. Bears lead as we head into the bottom of the fourth inning. And just a reminder, Kevin and I will be selecting the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award after the game. So you want to be sure and stay tuned for that. Also, May 16th is the annual Pisgah Booster Drawdown. Tickets will be on sale this week, so find your Booster Club member or your coach and get one of those drawdown tickets. Help support our student athletes at Pisgah High School. Tickets are $125. That gets you and a friend in. You get a steak dinner, so you're already a winner there, but opportunity to win a lot of great prizes. Every second or third ticket drawn will win a door prize. A lot of stuff you can win that night, but you can do all that while you're helping support Pisgah Athletics.
Yeah, and folks, First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal and business small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small business for over 120 years. And folks, ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal and business insurance needs.
Of course, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors, Ken Wilson Ford, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Max Heating and Air, WPTL, of course, Forger Contracting, Champion Credit Union, and Custom Paving. So appreciate all those guys. That's who makes it possible for us to bring you these games on the air.
And folks, if you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football or softball this year, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out.
Chandler drops down a bunt. Pitcher fields, quick throw, and the first baseman bobbles it, and Chandler is going to be safe, and that's what speed does.
That's what speed does. That's what we needed her doing. She did a great job of pushing that down the first baseline that time instead of directly at the pitcher, and made it a tough throw and got down the line fast.
Well, and what I saw is she made the pitcher hurry because of the speed, and when you hurry, it can create some issues, and it did at first base, and Chandler is there. And first pitch called a strike to Jaden Smith, and I had my eye on Chandler thinking that she might have been going there, but she put the brakes on.
I think they were going to bunt her over, and Jaden pulled back, and she got hung up out there a little bit. Got a good job getting back. Scared me a little bit.
Next pitch is high. One ball, one strike. And we'll call that a custom paving bunt. I don't know if we have such a thing, but we'll call it that for Chandler. 1-1 count now to Jane Smith. And the pitch. There's a drive. It ripped just foul down the first baseline. And Jane has had no trouble getting around on Cave tonight.
No, she has not.
One, two. Cabe looking in at her dugout, trying to get the pitch from the coach. She's ready now. Pitch on the way. And ground ball. And all runners are safe. Second baseman stopped it as Chandler was buzzing by her, and the ball fell out of her glove before she could flip it to second. And all runners are safe.
And I think that's what that speed does again. It, she thought she's going to be able to flip it to the shortstop to get the out, realized the runner was already there, and created a lot of havoc for him.
Yeah, when you force the defense to hurry, good things happen for the offense, and it did there. Two runners on. First pitch to Alexis is a called strike.
Another big opportunity for the Bears here in the bottom of the fourth, Mike.
Next pitch on the way. And that is going to be another called strike on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. And Alexis is going to dig back in. She's going to play a little defensive batting here. Can't let anything close get by her.
She had a triple in her first at bat. And a single last at bat, Mike.
P pitch on the way, and she manages to stay alive. Got a piece of it, fouled it back over the Pisgah stands, out of play. Count remains 0-2.
Good job of staying alive here.
Just put something in play here. Let the speed work for you on the base path. Again, that breeze pretty stiff, blowing straight out to center field. Cave's pitch. And wonderful eye, slightly outside. One ball, two strikes.
Addie Faust on deck.
And the pitch. And it is a rip down the third baseline, but it's going to fade foul. So we're going to get to do that one again. One ball, two strikes. You can tell Alexis has shortened up the swing just a little, just making sure to make some contact. I like that for a two-strike swing.
Yeah, she does. She handles the bat well. She, like I said earlier, she can swing. She can put the bat on the ball. Has a great eye.
And just proved it there. Takes one high. She's evened it up at two balls, two strikes.
And although she's just a junior, Mike, she has committed, not signed, obviously, but committed to Belmont Abbey to play at the next level.
Well, excited for her. 2-2 pitch on the way. And it goes behind her head, but unfortunately it nicked her bat as it went behind her head. So that's going to be a foul ball, and count remains 2-2. Should have been 3-2, but just some bad luck.
Yeah, you could see it on her face when it happened. She couldn't believe it. She thought it'd be a full count right here.
So 2-2 pitch again. Cabe getting the pitch. She's ready. Pitch. And there's a drive to center field.
Get
the wind's
here.
Blowing
get
it, and
here.
It's gone. A custom paving home run, Kevin, a three-run shot for Alexis Marcos. And she just got that ball up in the jet stream, and it cleared the fence by about a foot. Enough.
With that wind blowing behind, you knew it had a chance.
Yep. So give Alexis Marcos a three-run homer. That makes it 7-1, Bears lead. And, I don't think she was trying to do too much. She was just making contact, but it was good enough contact and high enough that it rode on out of here. So great shot there.
She probably didn't hit it as hard as Addie did the first time.
That's true.
Addie was up at the plate, but Addie had no wind, and she had the wind, and it carried.
Yep. 7-1, Bears lead. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cabe's pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to Addie Faust.
And what a good 2-2 swing, but a good at-bat. She fouled off three balls in that at-bat, so that was an eight-pitch at-bat to earn the home run, three-run shot.
Yeah, and that's the things that go unnoticed. It was those three foul balls that allowed her to get a pitch she could do something with, and she certainly did it, giving the Bears that three-run homer. 7-1, one ball, one strike to Addie Faust. Plenty capable of hitting a home run as well. Pitch. And that is a rocket off the second baseman. And she flips to first. Too late. Addie's already there. That was a rocket off the second baseman. I'm not sure where it hit her at, but it ricocheted towards first. She scooped it to first, but Addie was already there. So.
And I would have to give her a hit on that. It was hit so hard. I know it went right off her glove over there, but that was a shot.
It was, and I'm like you, Kevin. I think that's a custom paving hit. So we got a runner on first now. Still nobody out here, bottom of the fourth inning. So right here is where you just need to be greedy. Get as many as you can. 7-1.
Lily Emman up. Last time she had a single.
Change up is ripped down the third baseline and over the left fielder's head. It's going to get to the fence. Addie Faust is going to come to third. She's going to put the brakes on. And Inman pulls up at second. We got a stand-up double.
And that is Chloe De Anza running for Addie Faust over there. standing on third base.
I thought that looked awful fast for Addy. I wasn't going to say nothing, but I thought,
I won't tell her you said that.
Don't tell her that, but I thought, man, Addy Faust has got some wheels since I seen her play last.
Yeah, Chloe has got some wheels. She's a freshman, second baseman. I think she actually plays short for the JV team.
Yeah, I believe they just pitch run for Lily.
Yeah, they did. And that is Casey Gentry, another freshman. She's a first baseman. She's the one that came up and played three or four games as Jaden Smith was out and really handled herself well up here with this varsity team, Mike.
Absolutely. First pitch is a called strike to Potter.
So you're looking at three freshmen out there right now for Pittsburgh, two on the bases and one at the plate.
Potter chased a high pitch there, 0-2.
And Potter is 1-for-2 so far on the day.
She's in that 0-2 hole here, so, Kev, just any contact is good contact here. Try to get that runner from 30.
Absolutely.
Pitch and dribbled to second base, and that's going to be enough to do just that, Kevin. And the runner scores from third. Does get Potter out at first, but give her an RBI. And that is another add-on run for the Bears, 8-1. Runner advances from second to third. So we still got runner at third with less than two outs, so another good opportunity to score another run as Lily Smith.
What a great two-strike approach there. Just put it in play, get the run home.
Yep. Excuse me, Allie Smith comes up to the plate. And a floater right on the outside corner called strike.
Still one out here, Mike.
Yeah. Next pitch is caught a fraction of the outside corner. That's going to make it 0-2.
There comes that wind.
Yeah, it's starting to cloud. It's starting to cloud up just a little bit. 0-2 count. In the dirt, that is going to be one ball, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth, 8-1 your score. One out. Love to push one more across here in this inning.
Absolutely.
Pitch, and Allie stays alive, gets just a piece of that ball.
And Allie, so far, is 0-for-1, but she got on when she was hit by the pitch last inning.
So she'd like a little revenge for that hit by pitch. 1-2, pitch on the way. And it's high. 2-2.
Good job of battling back here by Allie. Down 0-2 early and has just stayed. Fouled a couple balls off and got a couple ball pitches to run the count to 2-2.
So that 2-2 pitch is on the way. And she froze Allie with the outside corner. Called strike three, and that is going to be the second out of the inning. And that was a nice pitch by Cade.
Now batting number 20, Kylie Henson.
So Cade has a chance to get out of the inning with no further damage with two outs, but there is that runner on third for the Bears. Pitch, and a ball's hit over shortstop. Left fielder's coming in, but the shortstop makes the grab, and that's going to end the inning. But a good inning it was for our Bears in the bottom of the fourth. As we pick up four more insurance runs, Bears lead by a score of 8-1. And we'll come back by the fifth inning. You're listening to Pisgah Softball on WPTL Radio.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
In rural North Carolina, vibrant main streets depend on a thriving agricultural economy. Research at NC State improves the products our farmers grow. NC State Extension brings that research from labs to fields, which means growth for rural communities. What we think and do grows local economies, Discover how NC State and Extension work for you. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu. Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the top of the fifth inning here as the Panthers have come into Canton in a Mountain 8 conference matchup. Your Bears lead by a score of 8-1. So far, I'd say exactly what Heidi Morgan, Coach Morgan, was wanting here as we head into the fifth inning, Kev.
Yeah, and a big inning for us here with the leadoff hitter here. So they're at the top of the order. We can somehow get through this lineup without giving up anything. Certainly increases our chances greatly.
Absolutely. First pitch is a ball. Next pitch is a called strike. 1-1. I like the way Lily Inman pitches. I mean, when she needs a strike, she can get a strike.
Yeah, she doesn't have any fear of throwing it, you know, a strike down the plate.
There's a little flare to second base. Allie Smith makes the easy catch for out number one. I tell you, Allie has been a busy young lady over there on second base.
She has. And so far, you know, she had the one error, but so far she has handled herself well.
Yeah.
She's been involved in quite a number of plays.
Yeah, I can think of at least five, if not more. Pitch in the dirt, ball one. Next pitch is just a bit outside. Two balls, no strikes.
Yeah, that's the seventh play she's been involved in the play. And we're in the fifth inning.
Wow. Next pitch, low. Three balls, no strikes.
Going to be really safe here, I'd say.
Yeah.
No use to... don't pitch around, but certainly don't give her anything to get some momentum going in that dugout over there.
Yeah. And I believe that was just an intentional wall because she threw that one outside. And four straight balls to the app, future app player.
That's her second walk on the night. She did have a single in the first inning, Mark.
And sometimes a walk is the best thing you can do.
Absolutely. So we had a 5-4-3 double play out of this young lady at the plate now, Chloe Lambert, and then we had a 4-3 put out in the third inning. So she keeps it in the middle of the field here.
First pitch is a ball. Lily Inman is ready, and next pitch is also a ball. So four straight balls thrown by Inman here in the top of the fifth.
Sometimes when you're trying not to give somebody a good pitch, it's tough to get grounded back in.
Yep.
See how she handles it.
And there's a nice pitch. Swing and a miss for strike number one.
But as we were talking earlier, the one thing I've noticed about Lily is she can get down in a count and battle back. She shows zero fear in coming to the plate.
That pitch does float a little bit high. 3-1. Pitch on the way, and that ball is high as well. And that is going to be another walk. So back-to-back walks here in the top of the fifth inning. And if you're Franklin, you have to think they believe this is their chance to kind of get back into this ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. Good job by Addie going out and talking to Lily. Yeah, Lily's pitched a lot in a softball in her life. She does a lot of travel ball. But she's young when it comes to, as a sophomore, varsity softball. Addie, with her senior leadership, has gone out there to talk to her, calm her down, let's focus on the batter herself here with Ashley McConnell coming up.
So we got one out. Next pitch is low in the dirt for ball one.
And Ashland is 2-for-2 so far. Everything straight right up the middle of the field. I'd like to see a squeeze the second baseman and shortstop here.
Willie's ready. Pitch on the way. And it's a good pitch. Called strike. Two balls, one strike.
Should be 1-1.
Okay, you're right. They just changed the scoreboard to 1-1. Pitch in the dirt. Good play by Addy to stop that ball from getting to the backstop.
But you just did a little foreshadowing there because it's 2-1.
2-1. Big pitch here. Don't want to go 3-1. Looking for an out here. Runners on first and second. And the pitch. And it is a little low and close pitch. Three balls, one strike. And Coach Morgan says, I want a timeout to talk to my pitcher. So we're going to have a Pisgah huddle here around the pitching mound. Coach Morgan knows this is also a big time in the game. Don't want to give the Panthers any momentum as they're down 8-1. Got the one out, runners on first and second. So really, I think here we'd almost trade a run for an out to try to get out of this inning.
Absolutely. You want to minimize any damage here in this inning. Just workouts at this point. And, folks, Papertown Roots Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surt on WPTL Radio, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. That's from 7 to 10 each night. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy all the bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on Papertown Roots Radio Live on Facebook.
The 3-1 pitch is a called strike. That's going to make it a full count, 3-2. The Franklin fans thought it might have been a touch high. I thought it was a pretty good pitch from my standpoint.
I thought it looked really good.
So we got a payoff pitch. Runners on first and second. One out. Top of the fifth. And the pitch. And it is right down the first baseline. Great play over there by Jaden. She made the stop, but the umpire says that is a foul ball.
Yeah, I was hoping that was going to be one that stayed in play and would have gave us our second out. Good play by Jaden, though.
Yeah.
Just have to commend her on that, even though we're back at the batter's box with another full count pitch here.
So the payoff pitch on the way. And it is inside for ball four, and that is going to load the bases for the Panthers with one out.
Now batting number 5, Alyssa Autry.
We got a 500 hitter for the Panthers coming up to the plate.
Yeah, she's a freshman, so this is a big moment for the freshman. She flew out to left field one time in her first at bat. And then had a fielder's choice to get on in her second at bat.
First pitch, split the plate in half, called strike. Again, Kevin, I think we'd trade a run for an out right here.
Absolutely.
Pitch in the dirt. Great play by Addie Faust to pick that ball. One ball, one strike, one out.
Yeah, you know Rumens was on her way down if that ball gets by Addie.
Yeah. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes.
Really like to get her here. We've had great success with the next young lady in the lineup.
1-2 pitch. High. Ball two. 2-2 count. I think you want action on this pitch. Don't want to go full count. Lily Emman getting the pitch from the coach, and the pitch is fouled off the batter's ankle. That had to feel good.
Yeah, that looked like it didn't feel good at all,
yeah.
Mike.
hard off her shin and rolled down to third base. But it is, of course, a foul ball, so we're going to do the 2-2 again. And the pitch. Grounder to second. She's coming home. Runner's out. And again, ball goes to Allie Smith, and she makes a fantastic play. Gets the lead runner at home plate. Keeps that run from scoring. Almost had an opportunity, and Addie Faust thought about firing that ball down to first. It would have been close. Probably better just to put that one in her pocket. But that gets the runner at home, so nobody scores. 8-1 still. Bases loaded, but there's two outs now in the top of the fifth inning. So, again, Lily Emmon has a great opportunity to get out of this inning unscathed. Pitch high, and she fires it to third, and runner gets back. And there's what you're talking about, Kevin. Addie is not afraid to throw that ball down to third.
Yeah, I thought it was a good decision by Addie not to go to first on that double play ball before. But she's got such a strong arm, she believes in it. You could see her going after the runner there.
Next pitch is a beauty. Called a strike, 1-1. Wind blowing kind of left to right now towards right field. 1-1 pitch. Swing, foul tip. So one pitch away from being out of this inning. 1-2 count.
I don't know what Miss Fish has over here for dinner, but it sure does smell good.
Well, it does smell good, doesn't it? And the 1-2. And high. Thought about it. Held up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded for the Panthers. Lily's ready. And the pitch. And it is hit down the first baseline, foul. So we'll do the 2-2 again.
Yeah, and almost everything she has hit has gone down towards the second baseman, first baseman, right fielder today.
And the pitch. Dribbled to second. It's slow. She's going to hurry. Shovels the first. And another great play by Hallie Smith at second base to get the out at first. So Franklin leaves three runners stranded. They do not score. Score remains 8-1. Pisgah with the lead. We bent, but we did not break right there, Kevin.
Yeah, just a great job of battling back after the three walks to load the bases. And not allow a run. You couldn't ask for anything better from this group of young ladies so far today.
You know, and that is an example. If they get the hit, they've got all the momentum. And when we get the out, we just stole all that momentum right back. So a big inning fair for our Lady Bears. And as we head to the bottom of the fifth with that score remaining 8-1.
And folks, Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Vestas Uniform Services, Canton Insurance, A1 Stores, Champion Credit Union, Forger Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL Radio, and Custom Paving.
Appreciate all of our sponsors that make possible. I know we've got several over at the baseball game listening to the broadcast over here at the softball game. And several people who couldn't make it or driving home from work listening to the game. I've had several people text me say they're listening tonight, so we're glad to bring it to you, and thank you to those sponsors who made it possible.
Yeah, Mike, and as we come into the bottom half of the fifth inning, we have Marin Edmonds coming up to the plate, and then Chandler Lowry, and we'll be right back at the top, so... Be nice to get Marin on and maybe have Chandler move her before we get to these big hit sticks.
Yep. I like that plan. We're ready to go. Cabe's pitch is a called strike.
So far tonight, Marin is 0 for 2. Last time she flew out deep to right field. So good at bat she had in her last at bat.
Next pitch is ripped down the first base line, and that's going to go just foul. Goes all the way to the fence, but foul. And quickly in an 0-2 hole.
Yeah, she straightens that out. That's a base hit all day long.
Yeah.
So, good swing by Marin there.
And Cabe shaking off a pitch, and she shook off another pitch. And Edmonds calls timeout. And so we're digging back in. I think everybody's ready. Cabe's pitch on the way. Outside, 1-2. Two pitch, and it's popped up, and the shortstop is going over, and she'll make that catch right at the edge of the grass for the first out of the bottom of the fifth inning, and that will bring up Chandler Lowry. So, Kevin, next week our softball team is heading down to Florida, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, they leave on Monday, travel down to Orlando, to Universal. They'll practice Monday, and then they'll have a game Tuesday and Wednesday. They play South Florence High School from Florence, South Carolina, and then Walcott. And I'm not sure where Walcott High School's from.
Always a good experience for our young ladies. They go down to Universal and play ball. And Chandler picked one about an inch off the ground and shot it foul. Evens the count, one ball, one strike. I like the aggressiveness there.
I'd like to see her after that swing try to lay one down again.
Certainly have the infielders fooled because they're not playing up at all right now. Pitch. And fouled right over our head. That's going to make it one ball, two strikes. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch on the way. And it fades inside. Two balls, two strikes. Chandler digging back into that right-handed box. Cabe looking over at the coach for the pitch.
So far, one for two.
And there's a drive down left field. High shot. And left fielder does make the catch. But Chandler got good wood on that one, but a fly out to left field.
Yeah, she got all of that one. She just hits that on the line. That's going to be a base hit all day.
Yeah. Too. So that is the second out of the inning. That gets us back to the top of the lineup, to Jaden Smith.
So far, Jaden is 2-for-2 with a walk today.
Ball outside.
Scored all three times. Her and Alexis Marcos both have scored three runs apiece.
There's a drive, a grounder. Gets through the hole between shortstop and third. So give Jaden a custom paving hit.
Yeah, that's her third hit of the night as well.
And that was intentional. She was trying to go towards that hole over there, and she did a good job steering it through. So with two outs, we got a base runner on first, and Alexis Marcos was at the plate, who's had a good evening.
Yeah, she's 3-for-3 on the night. She's got a triple, a single, and a home run. Just need a double to get the cycle here.
Wonder how it's been since we had somebody with the cycle.
I don't know.
I have to ask Coach Morgan that. A great chance Alexis could easily get a double right here, and we might have one more opportunity to do it. So,
well, if she gets the opportunity to get a double, my guess is she might try to stretch it into a triple.
Now, you don't want to do that when you're going for the cycle.
Somebody better get out there and say, ho!
Pitch. High. Two outs, 1-1 count. Pisgah holding on to that 8-1 lead. And Alexis fouls it off her shin. Kind of shaking her leg, trying to shake that one off. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. High, 2-2. Good eye by Alexis.
Well, I'd really love to get her on here with Addie Faust coming up.
Yeah.
Alexis and Jaden have really done a great job tonight getting on and getting home. I can see that continue.
And the frozer, Kate froze Alexis with a pitch. It looked like right down the middle for a called strike three. And that is going to end the fifth inning with your Bears leading by a score of 8-1. You're listening to WPTL Radio, Pisgah Softball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to Ken, where we've got a good one going. If you're a Bears fan, they lead 8-1 as we head into the sixth inning. So far, Bears have been very efficient offensively, very stingy on defense, and that results in an 8-1 lead here in the sixth inning. So just got six more outs to get here, and we can put this one in the win column, but it seems like those last six outs, Kevin, are always the hardest to get.
They are, and that's what makes this inning very important. We've got 7, 8, 9 coming up to the plate, so hope to make good work of them. Now, Miss Mason here at the plate hit a pretty good one off the left field fence in her last at-bat, and then hit one into left center, which was caught in the first inning, or the third inning.
First pitch is a strike. Next pitch is a ball. One ball, one strike. Yeah, what you don't want is them to get their 7, 8, 9 hitters on the base path and then have the big hitters come up behind them. Next pitch is a ground ball. Fielded by Alexis. Throw to first. Nice play. Out number one. Didn't hurry that. Alexis made a good catch and throw to get that first out.
Yeah, and Mason's been dead pull all night, and Alexis read that, made a good break on it once it came off the bat, fielded it cleanly and fired it over.
Always key to get that first out. Next pitch is just off the plate, ball one.
And Alyssa Ezekiel is at the plate. So far she is 0-for-2, but both balls went to our second baseman. One she did reach on air.
And pitch is in the dirt. Ball one. Ball two. And there's a drive to third base. Fielded by Henson. Throw. Good. Catch. Out. For number two.
Just what the doctor ordered here. Got 6-3 for the first out, 5-3 for the second, and go to Layla Malloy.
So quickly, two out here in the top of the sixth. And just like you talked about, Ken, if we get these three outs here, then seventh inning will face the top of the order, but hopefully it's with a seven or more run lead. Pitch high for ball one. Next pitch is a called strike. One ball and one strike here with two outs in the top of the sixth. 8-1 Bears lead. Next pitch is pulled down the line. Foul.
I'm glad that one got fouled. That would have been a tough one for Kylie to come up with Malloy's speed getting down the line.
It wasn't. It was just a foul. Wind has calmed down just a little. Pitch on the way, and that is a called strike three, and that ends the top of the sixth. So the Bears with that 8-1 lead as we head into the home half of the sixth. So three outs remaining for Franklin, and Bears in good shape here up seven runs.
Yeah, it's been a great game for our Bears thus far. Played very clean in the field, pitched well, and been really solid at the plate.
Yep. Yeah, this is what Coach Morgan was certainly hoping for tonight as she drew it up on paper. A good, and it's more like we talked about in the pregame show, Kevin. We need some offense. We need good defense, and we've certainly got both, and that results in a seven-run lead heading into the bottom of the sixth inning.
Yeah, we've out-hit them 12-4.
Wow.
Thus far.
That's good.
Which is reflected on the scoreboard at 8-1 lead. So, folks, First Citizens Bank, the full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal and small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small business for over 120 years. And ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal and business insurance needs.
So if you didn't make it out to the softball game, you might could still catch the one inning or so, but there is time for you to go over and catch the baseball game. I see we're playing Franklin over there. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So that game should start here maybe any time, so still time to catch some baseball action over on the baseball diamond. Go and support those boys over there. And we got a shot and caught by the shortstop. Addy fouls with a rope, but a good play by the shortstop for the Panthers makes the catch for out number one.
Yeah, that was that ball was struck by Addy. Just happened to be close enough to the shortstop for her to make a play, and then you have to commend her.
Yeah.
Great play by the shortstop there.
So our pitcher, Lily Inman's up at the plate with one out. And she goes after an outside pitch, swings through it for strike number one. One pitch on the way, swing and a miss, 0-2. So Lily quickly in 0-2 hole. She's trying to play a little defense now in the batter's box. And the pitch, fouled back. Count remains 0-2. Cabe's ready with the pitch on the way, and ball hit into center, and catch is made for out number two. It's going to bring up Potter. Maddie Potter. With two outs, nobody on for the Bears. And a dribbler to short. Going to have to hurry. Throw is off the mark. It's going to go to the fence. And Potter's going to try to go second. Now she's caught in a pickle. Back to first. And the first baseman misses the ball. They probably had her. First baseman missed the ball. And she's going to slide in safe at first.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Maddie does a great job of putting the bat on the ball and getting in play. She is super aggressive on the bases. Gets herself in a pickle sometimes, but she always seems to get herself out of it somehow, some way.
Well, thanks to two errors on the play by Franklin, she's safe at first. So that's going to bring up Allie. And first pitch is a strike. Allie's been a busy girl over at second base today. Had a ton of balls hit her way. Next pitch, outside, 1-1. And the pitch. Checks her swing. Two balls and a strike.
Like to get a few insurance runs here heading into the top of the seventh.
And it's going to be a flare to shortstop, and the shortstop's going to make the catch to end the inning. So we're heading to the seventh inning. Pisgah leads 8-1. So Bears need three more outs when we come back. You're listening to WPTL Radio.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
Hi, I'm Joe Nichols. I lost my dad to a rare lung disease called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF. Sadly, it took years for him to get diagnosed because the symptoms of IPF, which include breathlessness during mild physical activity, a dry, persistent cough, and chest discomfort, are often confused with more common illnesses like COPD or asthma. I'm getting the word out about IPF, so if you or someone you love is experiencing the symptoms of IPF, talk to your doctor now. Please, help me spread the word. Visit breathlessipf.com.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Welcome back to Kent, where our Lady Bears have three more outs to get. Then they can claim a big victory here in this Mountain 8 Conference tonight against the Franklin Panthers. 8-1 your score. Hammer underway. First pitch is a little high and outside for ball one. Batter is Cape, the pitcher for the Panthers. Hammond pitched a great game to this point. Here we are in the seventh. Pitch is ground ball. Great play by Inman. She snagged that ball, was about to get by her, and she throws out the runner at first. Get that all-important first out of the inning here in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, that was huge right there.
Good reflexes by her. That was a pretty hard shot, pretty hot grounder. But I tell you, if you're going to play pitcher, you better have good reflexes, because you get some bullets hit at you. First pitch is really close, but called the ball. Hattie Faust is, I think, asking the umpire where it was at. It was close, right on the edge. Could have went either way. Next pitch is a rocket hit into left field. Fielded cleanly and quickly gets it in. Hold the runner at first base. That, of course, was Rumens, which is their best hitter in App State committee.
Yeah, that makes her 2-for-2 with two walks on the night.
Yeah, you can see why she's going Division I to play softball. Good hitter. But we'll give up single at this point. Pitch low, ball one.
This is Chloe Lambert. So far tonight, she is 0 for 2 with a walk. To keep her in that 0 for range.
Next pitch is a hard shot over Allie's head. She didn't have a chance at that one. And quickly gets the ball in, holding the runners at first and second. We needed Allie to be about 6 inches taller on that one. She just as high as she could jump, couldn't quite get that catch.
So Ashlyn McConnell will come up with runners on first and second. McConnell's another pretty good batter here, Mike.
Yeah, and we know the heart of this lineup has got some good hitters in it, and we got two on. And the first pitch is a called strike, but when you got an 8-1 lead, it doesn't cause any panic at this point.
And she right now is 2 for 2 with a walk on the night.
Inman's next pitch is a changeup high, one ball, one strike.
Right now, all you're really looking for is outs at this period, yep. Point in time. Up 8-1, Mike.
Yeah, any way you can get them right here. 1-1 count, one out. Top of the seventh, 8-1, Bears lead, and a rocket down the first baseline, but that's going to go into the Panthers' bullpen for a strike, 1-2. Inman looks in at Coach Morgan. She's got the pitch. We're ready to go. And a grounder that's going to basically be a seeing-eye single that's going to get between first and second, and that will score a run for the Panthers. And she just basically threw the bat at the ball, and it just couldn't have been placed any better between Jaden and Allie, and it gets into right field. Scores a run, 8-2.
And there we're trying to hold the runner at second there. It really opened the field up on the right side.
Yeah, Coach Morgan just made that adjustment, as you said that, Kevin. She moved Allie back into the hole, which I think is a smart play. We don't care about the runner on second at all. Up 8-2.
Yeah.
First pitch. Nice. Strike called.
And this batter, Alyssa Autry, is 0-1, but she's got two fielder's choices where she's got on base a little earlier.
Next pitch is a shot, and it went back the other way towards second. So a little bad luck there. Runner scores first and third, 8-3. I know Coach Morgan scratching her head. She moved Allie into the hole.
Yep.
And then a rocket was hit back towards second base.
Looks like we've got a pinch hitter here.
Taylor Carrion.
That makes the score 8-3 in the top of the seventh. One out. So like you said, Kev, we're just trying to find some outs here.
Yeah, at this point, it's, you know, we got two runners on, one out. Just looking to get outs here.
Yeah, just no need to turn a double play. Just get the for sure out. We'll take the double play, don't get me wrong, but we want to make sure we get at least one out. And we got a foul ball hit back into the parking lot for a strike one. Wind blowing towards right field. Next pitch in the dirt. Good play by Addy. A runner does advance to second. Probably would not have tried to throw it down anyway.
No, not at this point. It's just focus on these outs.
Next pitch.
That was a good pitch.
And umpire says it was a little inside. Two balls and a strike.
We're just going to get the Boo Birds after him.
Yeah, that's got the Pisgah faithful a little wound up now. So two balls and a strike. And ball's fisted to first, and Jaden with an easy catch to get that all-important second out here in the top of the seventh. So 8-3 your score. Runners on second and third for the Panthers. Bears just need to get that last out, and they can claim a victory here tonight.
And Malia Mason has been Deadpool all night. I would shade that way.
Pitch. Roped down the third baseline, but foul.
As I say that, she pulls one even further than she's pulled it all night.
So 0-1. Emendre pitch in the dirt. 1-1. Pitch. Great pitch on the outside corner for a called strike two. 1-2.
Just looking for one. Just squeeze one out here.
Yep. Emmons ready. And the pitch. Little high, little outside. Good try, though. I like the location of that one. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs here, top of the seventh. Bears with the 5-run lead. And the pitch is another one. High. 3-2. I think you come right at this hitter, Kevin.
Yeah, we're at 7-8-9. She does have a little bit of power, but I think you challenge her here and go for the out.
And the pitch. Fouled out of play. We'll do it again. What you don't want is let them get back to the top of their order.
No, we need one out here in the next three at batters. And, you know, you don't want to put anybody on. Give yourself a chance with all three of these guys.
Swing and a miss, and that's your ball game. Out number three in the top of the seventh. Bears win 8-3. When we come back, we'll have your A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to Pisgah Softball on WPTF.
Hi, this is Craig Orndorff, inviting you to join me Saturdays at noon for Weekend in the Country here on WPTL. Weekend in the Country takes you back to a memorable week in country music from 1980 to 1999. So join up with me this Saturday at noon for Weekend in the Country here on 920 AM and 101.7 FM, WPTL.
Weekend in the Country is brought to you by Ascend Women's Center and Haywood Ace Hardware, Saturdays at noon here on WPTL.
The NLS Braille and Talking Book program gives patrons with visual or physical disabilities the freedom to read their way.
If you want to read in electronic Braille, you can. If you want to read on your phone, you can. If you want to read in hard print, you can.
Everybody can read the way they want to read using this program.
For more information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
Welcome back to Canton, where our Lady Bears have just picked up a big conference win against the Franklin Panthers with a final score of 8-3. I'll tell you, just like we talked about, Kevin, or like we hoped for anyway in the pregame, our defense was solid tonight. Our offense was very good. We kept adding on those runs as we went through the game, and it results in a 8-3 win against a team that historically has given us fits over the years in the Franklin Panthers.
Yeah, it was a team that was in number one in the conference coming in. We were sitting in the two spot, tied with West, and West just doesn't have as many wins as we have. But all three teams with one loss. So what a big win for our ladies tonight.
Yeah, that puts us over Franklin as they have their second loss of the season. Of course, we're at 4-1. The only conference loss was that extra inning loss to West Henderson. But that puts us in great position as we start to move through conference play. And it's time now for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. A1 Storage with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. A1 Storage, your stuff is our business. Kevin, who is that A1 Storage Player of the Game?
And today, the A1 Storage Player of the Game is going to Jaden Smith. Played over there at first base. Made a couple of really good plays in the field today. And then at the plate, she led off for us. Went 3 for 3, scored 3 times with a walk. But was just a consistent presence for us early and often. And I thought the key for her was top half of the first at bat, solid ball hit. She dove, caught the ball on the ground, got up, tagged to get us going in the field, and then just consistently on tonight to get us going offensively as well.
Yeah, I agree. She set the tone early with that big base hit to start, and then, like you said, that great defensive play in the bottom of the first, and that just set the tone for the Bears the rest of the game. So congratulations to Jaden Smith on being our A1 Storage Player of the Game.
And Lily Inman had a great game as well. There's several young ladies that played really, really – the entire team played really, really well tonight. But Lily gave up 8 hits for those 3 runs pitching, so did an outstanding job there. Went 2 for 4 with 2 RBIs on the night. Addie Faust went 3 of 2 on the evening with 1 run scored with 2 RBIs. Alexis Marcos, solid in that 2-hole. Again tonight and in the field. She was 3 of 4 with 3 runs scored and 3 RBIs tonight. And our last run was scored by Chandler Lowry, who had that bunt single to get on. She was 1 of 3 tonight and was able to get in, get on base and get home there in the 4th inning when we really separated ourselves.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to Allie Smith. She they called third base the hot corner, but tonight the hot corner was second base. She had a ton of work over there, played her position really nice tonight. And, you know, I think what did we figure? She had 8 balls hit her way tonight, or maybe 8 or 9.
In that last inning, she got her ninth. She had a couple more hit that way. They were just good base hits. But yeah. She had 9 balls go her way in a game that we had 21 outs.
Yeah, so I, you know, shout out to her playing her position well. All the girls played their positions really well tonight. Our defense was solid. Like you said, Inman pitched a great game. Addie Faust called a great game. And when you do all those things and you do them right, that comes away with a big conference win. As we did tonight, 8-3 Bears with the win.
Yeah, and when I say she had 9 balls, she was involved in 9 outs.
Yeah.
really 10 when you count the double play ball. So,
yeah.
10 of the 11 out or 21 outs she was involved in tonight. So lots of action for her. New to that position, she just recently moved in to second base from right field, where she had been playing predominantly most of the season. And she really stepped up big for our team tonight.
Yeah, I think when we play Franklin again, they're probably going to try a different strategy. Instead of hitting it to second, they may try somewhere else. But I like our defense this year, Kevin. First time I've seen them live this year. I like our defense. I like our pitching. A lot to like about this team this year.
Yeah, this team has a opportunity to go a long way in the playoffs. We got a long season still ahead of us.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the conference race with this big win here. Got another big game Friday night when we go to Franklin.
Yeah.
Which is why it was even more important to get this win tonight. Mm. We know how tough it is when we go to Franklin. So great job by our ladies tonight. This really sets them up well as they move through the conference play this year with a chance at a conference title this year.
Absolutely. When you have speed and you have power, you can do a lot of good things, and we have both this year. And I think they're going to be a fun team to watch as we move through the rest of this season. So definitely good luck to our Lady Bears as they travel to Franklin Friday night. And also safe travels as they go down to Florida next week over spring break week and play some softball down there and have a little good time as well at Universal. So we'll be thinking about you guys as you travel down. And like I say, if you can make it out this evening, baseball going over on the baseball field, go over there and support our young men. Any final thoughts, Kevin?
No, just think it's going to be an exciting season. I'd like to give a shout-out to our baseball team over there. I haven't heard a score on our JV game, but the baseball team's playing really, really well early in the season right now. I believe they're 7-1 or 8-1 right now. Only loss was over at Madison, 4-3. Undefeated in the conference so far, so big game for them tonight, too. If you get a chance, get out and support those kids tonight.
Yeah, I think we could do some great things on the baseball field. We got some big arms on that baseball team, and they're going to be fun to watch as well. So we're going to wrap it up here from the softball field. Bears with the big 8-3 win over Franklin. So for Kevin Lowry, Mike Lovelace, Jack Kiewat back in the studio. Have a great evening, folks.